Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:18, that's Pacific Standard Time, and today is November 15th. And it's been another eventful day. When we really look at there's been a massive reaction to the USA election, and the repercussions of which are still being parsed by investors. But what we've definitely seen today is that some of the risk assets that had been under pressure have found some at least short-term support. The Nasdaq, in particular, you can see that it is bouncing from the region of the 200-day moving average, and that today was a relatively positive day. When you look at shares like Amazon, then that also bounced from the region of the trend mean today. The chart library hasn't quite updated it yet, but that will certainly happen in the fullness of time. And Facebook also bounced in here today, and that had just been trading below the 200-day moving average. I think it's trading back above it at the close in here today. Well, there is a very big question about one of the primary ambitions of this new administration, and I think it is worth reiterating that they do not take power until January 20th. So there is a lot of room for sentiment to ebb and flow between now and then. But one of their primary policy objectives is to have a lower corporate tax rate that should benefit the corporate sector right off the bat. Absolutely. But it would also, one of their ancillary ones, it would be to try and attract so much of the capital that is held offshore by large companies, and that is particularly true of mega cap companies that dominate the Nasdaq 100. Now, some of the strategies that Apple, for example, has employed to deal with that massive cash pile that it has is that it's been issuing bonds in foreign currencies and then using the foreign currency that it's holding offshore to pay down those bonds while actually repatriating the money that it has borrowed. Because it's borrowed money, they don't have to pay any tax on it, and that has been the sort of the workaround for repatriating some of the cash held offshore. And that's a relatively elegant solution. But by and large, we don't have a great deal of evidence that these large corporations have been particularly effective at hedging their foreign currency exposure. Part of the reason that we can conclude that is that their share prices have been impacted when the dollar has been strong. And the dollar is firm. It is still testing the region of the upper side of its range, and you can see there that it bounced from the region of the 200-day moving average last week. Now, obviously, 100 is a big psychological level, and it has encountered resistance there twice before. But what we can also see is that it pulled back in a dynamic fashion from the 100 level on two previous occasions. And there is no evidence just yet that that is about to occur here, and there are good reasons for that. Not least, and it goes back to those corporate profits. If all those euros, pounds, and yen and yuan are repatriated to the US dollar, they obviously get converted, and that puts upward pressure on the dollar as because obviously demand would go up for the currency. Quite apart from that, there is the prospect of higher interest rates overall, and that is something that I find really very interesting, because what we have here is when we look at the total return on bonds, then we've had this massive reaction here. It's been a very big pullback overall. And what are we getting in the media right now? There has been at least four or five articles that I've seen today alone that say, oh, the sell-off in bonds has been too swift. It's gone down too far, and therefore you should buy. And of course, that has been the winning strategy for over 30 years. Buy the dips. Buy the dips will always work in a bull market. And of course, that is, of course, until it doesn't. It will stop working when the market has turned. So we are getting a cacophony of people coming out and saying you should buy the dip. And we can see quite clearly on this chart that it is oversold. So there is certainly potential for a reversionary move and some just an unwinding of the short-term oversold condition overall. In order for us to conclude that the bull market, which has been in evidence for 35 years, not only has it been one of the biggest bull markets in history, but it's been one of the longest. Well, in order for us to conclude conclusively that that is over, then the index will have to encounter resistance in the region of the trend mean and then sustain a move to new lows. Because we have an example back in 2013 that that's what it did. It broke down. That was the first time it had ever broken down. And interesting that perhaps we're seeing this as the very long trend losing consistency at one of the penultimate highs. And considering that this is a 35-year bull market, then perhaps this is the high for bonds overall. Now, when we look at some of the very large bond funds out there, then they have had swingeing pullbacks. That's a UK one, and then if we look at LQD, then there has been a very large pullback overall. But even in a bear market, you can get oversold conditions and reversionary moves before the supply dominance is reasserted overall. So there is a lot to play for still in these bonds, but there is the real prospect that inflation takes off. When you have we have had interest rates so low for very long, there is career risk involved with preempting the move. And we can certainly see that in the bond markets overall. The bond markets are just about, after such a large pullback, they're only now just about beginning to price in the potential for an interest rate hike next month. And part of the reason for that is because investors have been conditioned to accept that the discount rate is going to remain low for a prolonged period of time. But that needn't necessarily be the case. This rally in the dollar overall has certainly had an influence, and I think that that is something that we really have to bear in mind when we look at, for example, the Asia Dollar Index. That has pulled back very sharply. It is now actually below the lows that we saw earlier this year. The renminbi is, well, the pace of the renminbi's decline or the pace of the dollar's advance has picked up. That it, if it was going to remain consistent where it had encountered, the dollar had encountered resistance at 640, 660, 670, six, and it would have been 680. Well, we haven't seen that. So the pace of the decline is picking up. Certainly the Chinese are playing a quite a dangerous game here, because the last thing they want is a currency that is accelerating lower. That would raise the prospect of capital flight overall. And obviously Chinese investors are going to be watching this very, very closely. The government has had limited success in stopping people taking their money out of the country. But of course, by the same token, the manufacturing sector is probably welcoming this. There is there are very different dynamics overall. But what we can say is that the stock market is liking it, and the A-share market is now trading above the 200-day moving average and has been in this higher to lateral ranging phase for most of this year. There's probably not much appetite in Beijing or Shanghai for a market blowout like we saw in late 2014, early 2015, but neither do they want to see this market accelerating lower. But of course, the renminbi isn't the only currency that is getting weaker here, and the Indian rupee has weakened pretty substantially over the last few sessions, and that is putting downward pressure on the local market. There is an increasing worry that the weakness of the rupee is scaring away foreign investors. But it isn't really just about India or China. Foreign investors overall will be looking more appreciatively at the US. That if there is the real prospect of a stronger US dollar overall, then Why take the risk overseas when you can get the prospect of capital appreciation and currency appreciation at home? And therefore, what we could anticipate is that there would be widening spreads between the emerging market debt and developed market debt or treasury debt overall. We have had a period of time where yields have been low, but that spreads have been very tight, and there is the very real prospect that spreads will widen out if these currencies continue to deteriorate. So certainly what we have had is the emerging markets are certainly feeling the pain, and I think what we will also see, and it isn't just in Asia, but that Latin America overall has a lot more dollar-denominated debt, and you can see that the dollar has rallied pretty spectacularly against the Brazilian real and broken its downtrend for the year now. So that is opening up the prospect of at least mean reversion for the Brazilian Bovespa index, that it had broken its medium-term progression of lower rally highs, and now we're getting some consolidation of that. So there has been a certain amount of all change for a lot of markets, that it is going to take time to bed down, but that the US is really extending its relative advantage overall because of the political difficulties that Europe has, then that market has really gone nowhere at all, despite the fact that the euro has been so very, very weak. And the euro is now back at the lower side of its range, and just like the dollar index, clear upward dynamics like we've seen previously would be required to check the decline overall, despite the fact that there is this short-term oversold condition. The Nasdaq has bounced, and the Russell 2000, which had been pulling back ahead of the election, moved to a new all-time high in here today. This has been a very robust push back up. And of course, that is the smaller cap shares. So there is broad-based support for the view that the new administration is going to be pro-business, and that should, and not least, there are a substantial number of consumer, both staple and discretionary type companies in this index, and that they are likely to benefit from higher wages, greater participation in the labor force, and overall higher spending. So, McDonald's, having trended lower for the last 6 months, has rallied pretty impressively over the last couple of weeks, and I suspect that that is more of what we're going to see, that that breadth overall is likely to improve as the very real prospect for a fiscal stimulus takes hold. Now, obviously, people will be looking at that and thinking, well, golly, that's going to end in tears, and they might yet be right, that fiscal stimulus does eventually have to get paid for, and then there is the prospect when you have a you have an absolute majority in all houses that the ruling party will lose the run of itself, but that is generally, those are the kind of worries that we would have later in administration, not at the beginning. There is the prospect here that because we've already been rallying for a while, because growth has already been improving for a while, that we could be moving into the third psychological perception stage, and that really is when it is easier to make money overall. And we have been through a difficult patch for major indices, where expectations for future potential have deteriorated, and that despite the fact that the S&P and the Nasdaq have broken out on the upside and held that advance and come back to test the upper side of the underlying trading range, there is very little enthusiasm in the media for the the potential that this market could just run on the upside, and yet that is what we would anticipate following such an event, and we would give that that outcome potentially the benefit of the doubt, unless the breakout fails, and we know what that would look like. So there is certainly room to be enthusiastic overall, but we have had a rotation out, and that despite the fact that these mega cap technology shares have bounced, it is in other sectors that are really just breaking out now and are trading at relative discounts on a fundamental basis are more likely to rally and outperform in the last bit of this year and the first part of next year. And I think with that, I'm going to leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.